This article is brought to you by the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Google petition, what it reveals about workplace communication. What happened? Thousands of Google employees have joined forces around a formal petition demanding job security guarantees as the company pours resources into artificial intelligence development. More than 4,500 workers signed on, pushing for concrete severance protections and voluntary buyout options. The petition signals a workforce that feels left out of a high-stakes corporate pivot, and it marks a rare moment of organized, public pressure from inside one of the world's most powerful companies. The communication angle. Picture this: you work for one of the most profitable companies on Earth, and you watch billions flow toward machines while your colleagues quietly disappear. You are scared. You are angry. And then someone puts a petition in front of you, and you sign it. That is not just an HR story. That is a communication story. The employees made a smart opening move. They led with numbers. 4,500 signatures is not a complaint. It is a coalition. When you aggregate voices into a single, visible number, you shift the conversation from a few disgruntled workers to a serious internal movement. That reframing is deliberate, and it is powerful. But here is where the strategy shows its cracks. A petition is a one-directional tool. It broadcasts. It does not negotiate. The workers told Google what they want, but they did not create a structure for dialogue. There's no named spokesperson, no stated deadline, no consequence if Google ignores it. Without those elements, a petition risks becoming background noise. Google's leadership can acknowledge it with a two-sentence statement and move on. That is a real danger. The deeper communication failure sits on Google's side. Companies that are making major workforce decisions have one job: when it comes to internal communication, get ahead of the fear. Google did not do that. When employees feel compelled to organize publicly to demand basic protections, it means leadership lost the internal conversation long before the petition was drafted. Silence from the top creates a vacuum, and workers fill that vacuum with worst-case assumptions. Every time. The lesson here is about power and timing. Employees had to go loud and external because internal channels either failed them or were never opened. That is a systemic breakdown in organizational communication, not a one-off misunderstanding. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on high-stakes transparency gives you a framework for delivering uncertain news without either overpromising or going silent. Most leaders think they have two choices: when things get rough, spin it positive or say nothing. There is a third way, and it is the only one that actually builds trust. The chapter walks you through it step by step, with language you can use in the room tomorrow. The takeaway: if you are leading a team through uncertainty, do not wait for people to organize against you. This week, schedule a 10-minute conversation with your group where you say exactly three things: what you know, what you do not know yet, and when you will update them next. That specific structure. Nothing more, nothing less. It will not solve everything, but it closes the vacuum before fear fills it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.